systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Yeah, hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. It is February 28th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt. Along with me tonight, we have two co-hosts. We have Holly and Mike. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Yo.
Word. Now, you heard Holly on episode three of the Jam Hole. And Mike is actually our behind-the-scenes computer geek-of-all-trades type of thing. You want to tell us a little bit of what you do for the Jam Hole?
I type, and then sometimes I click on stuff.
Word to that shit, son. He keeps it tight, son. He keeps the Jam Hole jamming. And, yeah, so how was your week, guys? Don't answer all at once.
Pretty busy for the most part.
All right.
How about you, Mike?
My weeks and days are pretty much the same. So.
Yeah, you have absolutely no variation in your day-to-day routine, do you?
No, I try to keep that to a minimum so I don't have to remember anything.
I bet if your boss lets you sleep in the office, you probably wouldn't have a house, would you?
If I could have the cats there.
Oh, yeah. I remember we got into a little story about how we used to have the .omg cats domain. We actually have a real domain now. I'm not sure if the DNS has refreshed, Geek Talk. But if you go to thejamhole.com, that is our shit. Our shit. So, yeah. Well, how was work for you, Holly?
Work. Well, let's just say in every work you appreciate the things you have to do and you appreciate the fact that you don't have to deal with everybody.
All right. I don't have to deal with anybody.
Well, I work in the public, so I have to deal with a lot of people.
You actually, don't you work in like the food service industry or something?
I don't make the food. I bring them sometimes the food, and I mainly focus on just regular customer service, just making sure they got what they need, making sure they're happy.
So how do you think the people here tip as far as like in other places you may have worked at?
I think people tip really shitty, honestly. Like, you can find the poor bastard sitting in the corner ordering one fucking meal for himself, and then he's sitting there and he's flipping out $5 that he can't afford, yet he still tries. And then you got the rich folk that orders at least $150 meals, and then they only give you like $2.
It's like, probably because they're old and they're like saving money for like their fucking boat trip across the River Styx or whatever the fuck.
Penny pickers.
Yeah. And you know what? If you can't fucking afford to tip your server, I mean, this is granted they did an okay job. If you're getting food thrown at you, then fuck them. Throw some pennies at the fucker. But if they're, you know, doing a good job and not even a great job, you know how fucking shitty it is to wait on other people, you know, fucking tip them some cash, man. Make their day. The person that tips the waitress like $10 totally puts a fucking smile on their face for like the rest of the night. And you know, it feels good jamming it in jam holes like that.
Well, I mean, it doesn't even really have to matter like how much they tip as long as they actually show the effort to try.
Exactly.
And tip.
Exactly. So while we're talking about work, I kind of started a new game with myself and excuse me, still haven't got the cough button yet. With myself and my the people I deliver water to. So it's been my whole thinking since I've worked here that all these people in offices, they're just totally on cruise control. You know, they're checked out for the 8 hours a day they're at work dealing with other people. And I was gonna kind of take that to a new level for the Jam Hole. So whenever I go in offices, I bring them water. You know, I'm like, how are you? Good, fine. fine. How are you? Good, fine. Okay, great. I could do that shit, whatever, with my eyes closed. And when I leave, I'm always like, you know, have a great day, just kind of sarcastic, because I know they're not going to have a great day. They're going to have a shitty fucking day, because they're trapped in this fucking office. So I always wave, like, just the howdy neighbor fucking hi Wally wave. So from now on, I'm going to go in and do my thing, and when I come out, I'm just going to flip them the bird. You know, a good old symbolical fuck you, and to see if they notice, because my bet is that nobody is going to. They're going to wave and be like, have a nice day, and that's going to be it. So, yeah, my new game, the flip a customer the bird game. So, you got any stories from work you'd like to share with us, Mikey?
No, I try to keep every work day the same, too. So,
Nothing happens. So, okay, run us through a day in the life of Mike.
Well, I get up, I go to work, I type a bunch and click, and sometimes people come by and say things at me. And then
oh my god, eventually if I could only be you.
I go home and feed the cats and go to bed.
Oh, how many cats do you have, Mike?
6 right now.
I thought you had like 12. What happened? Are your cats dying?
No,
the
you
pussy
know,
police come and take them away?
One of them moved across the street to be with a neighbor. cats are
they're
pretty
fucking
independent.
Their friskies were better than your friskies.
Yeah, I guess.
Right on. Well, what else here? Oh, if any of you motherfuckers... Okay, we're going to get into something real quick that pisses me the fuck off. You motherfuckers, and you know who the fuck you are. You motherfuckers... Fuck you. You keep putting stickers on my goddamn jugs. I'm going to fucking rage on some shit. I'm going to start pissing in your water jugs. But I'm going to drink a bunch of water first. So my piss is crystal clear, just like the water. And you're not going to notice it. And guess what? Bam. You put a sticker on my jug, mouthful of piss. Boom. And, wow, I just got myself all flustered. So, okay, I got a good story here about a car dealership. These people in this certain car dealership, they store their jugs in the ladies' bathroom. And this is the first time this has happened, but I was kind of waiting for it to happen. And I go in there, and I go to open the door. I knock first, of course, because it's the ladies' room. And I fucking knock. No one answers. I go to open the door, and it's locked. I'm like, all right, great. So, you know, I go and catch a seat for a few minutes, and I'm waiting, and... You know, no movement, nothing. It's like just dead fucking silence. So I go and ask the guy behind the desk. I'm like, hey, is anybody in there or is this door just locked for shits and giggles or whatever? And he's like, no, if the door's locked, then someone must be in there. Duh, my life sucks. Duh. So I go and sit down again. And I wait for another few minutes. And finally, the fucking door opens. And guess what comes out? Fucking Godzilla of the fucking woman gender. Fucking, you can totally see by the look on her face, she just dropped a fat fucking deuce, and she got paid to do it, because I bet she worked there. I mean, who else seriously goes into a car dealership to take a dump in their bathroom? I mean, besides me, obviously, but hey, my bathrooms are that's, I take them where I can get them. So I look at her, and we totally make eye contact for like a good 5 seconds, and I just give her that look like, you dirty fucking smelly rancid bitch. And she knew what she did, because she kind of smirked like, haha, wallow in it, fucker. So I go in there, and of course, the fucking bathroom just reeks like shit, but like shit that was covered up with roses, like shitty fucking roses. Like after you spray Glade over some shit, and that smell, that's what it fucking smelled like. So I go in, I hold my breath after I get the fucking whiff. You know, I run back out, get some fresh air, run back in, drop the jugs off, and go. And on my way out, I just fucking look at her with just the grossest, disgustful look of distaste I could muster up. And I hit her with it. Bam! Right in the jam hole. All right, so... You guys want to get into some news stories here? Anybody? Am I by myself here?
No, you're
all
here
right.
With you.
So, okay, who wants to read first? I guess we could have talked about that before the show. We're not very professional here, if you haven't noticed yet.
from Untitled.
All right.
Google is partnering with homeless shelters in San Francisco to distribute free phone numbers and voicemail accounts to those without homes.
Hold on. Did you just say homeless people are getting voicemail numbers?
Yes.
What the fuck do homeless people need voicemail numbers for? I mean, they're homeless, right? Mm. So obviously they don't have a home, so why would they need a telephone? Who's calling the homeless person?
Well, Matt, for homeless individuals, a phone is a luxury, and yet telephony communications is an essential tool in our society. Without a phone number, you can't apply for a job or even get on a waiting list for low-income housing.
But don't you think that these homeless people, if they would have applied for jobs, they wouldn't be homeless? Seriously? Does anybody have an opinion on this?
Well,
given the housing collapse, a lot of them are probably people that never in their life thought they'd be homeless. But, hey, they're your 0% pay money on the interest only. Loans are gone, and there
you
are.
That's true. Maybe they just made some bad decisions in life, and now they're homeless. Maybe they bet the house or they bet the farm on, like, that one poker game.
Gamble it away.
Yeah, easy come, easy go, right? Like Nas said, more money, more problems. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Boom.
You could have gone with a bell on that one, I think.
Yeah, I know. I'm hearing ringing in my ears as is. I don't need more of that, thanks, though. You want to continue? Enlighten us on this homeless getting voicemail stuff?
Well, the internet giant is expanding a service that was started by Grand Central, a very boring startup that does a bunch of stuff.
Blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
They've already been offering the free phone number and voicemail service through Mayor Gavin Newsom's project Homeless Connect, also known as Homepages for the Homeless.
Wow. Who do you think got paid $10 an hour to come up with that gem? Oh my God. People are idiots. Sorry, go ahead.
So you're not down with homepages for the homeless?
I'm not down with homeless people. I'm especially not down with that. If you guys live in Kalispell and you drive down by Woodland Park, and obviously the locals know what I mean, and you've seen that fat homeless bitch that's standing out there with the sign, it's the same fucking sign every time she's out there, and it says, "Fell on hard times, anything helps. God bless." First of all, why the fuck are you bringing God into this? Obviously, you're where you're at because God doesn't like you. So I would quit bugging him before he fucking turns your ass into like a meth addict or something. And second of all, anything will help. How about the next time I see that lady, I'm going to bring her a stack of job applications and be like, "There you go."
Well, Matthew, between 25% and 40% of the nation's 750,000 homeless are unemployed.
Really?
And without a way for a potential employer to reach these people, they're often destined to remain homeless and most likely jobless.
Have I ever told you you have a beautiful voice? Oh, he's blushing. Aw. If you guys saw a picture of this guy, you would know why we're laughing that he's blushing, because it is a sight to see. I love you, Mike. See, maybe this is why my first host hasn't come back yet, you think? Am I just an asshole? And Travis, please come back. I do miss doing the show with you. Not that I don't enjoy doing it with these two lovely lady and dude geek. But, you know, it was cool that we had the podcast together. And I miss you, man.
Oh,
don't
Jesus.
Cut the leash. Get your balls back and come on back to the jam hole, son. There's plenty of room.
Well, Matthew, maybe you could explain to a novice listener like myself what the situation is with Travis is, as we may not all know what is going on.
Well, as if I didn't elaborate on that enough in episode 3 of the Jam Hole Podcast. Jam Hole Podcast, that's us. Well, basically, he's in a interesting relationship, I guess you could say, and his girlfriend is jealous that Travis likes hanging out with me more than her. And all right, Travis, plug your ears. Okay, are you guys ready? And honestly, if you met this lady, you would know why. That's all I'm going to say about it. If you want to know more, listen to episode 3. I know it's a long episode, and fuck everyone that says, hey, your podcast is too long. Like, you have anything better to do than to listen to us. Seriously, I know you don't, because if you did, you wouldn't be listening to us, right?
Right.
All right. So is that it on the homeless voicemail home pages for the homeless? HOMOs?
Honestly, that's
the new acronym I'm giving it, HOMOs. I'll figure out what it stands for later. What were you going
to
say?
Regardless to how homeless they may be, if you honestly think about it, like, every single one of them can get a job. Every single one of them can get a job in fast food industries.
Oh, yeah. There's always something out there if you're willing to do it. I mean, you could go be the guy that cleans up the cum in the fucking jack-off booth. I'm sure there's an opening for that somewhere. And I know for a fact in this town there is always an opening at some sleazy fucking hotel for a maid. Fucking if you need money that bad to where you're out on the streets asking people for money, go clean some fucking rooms. And I bet, you know, start with your room first. If you have a room.
Well,
and
if
you're
homeless,
not, I hear Google is offering homepages for you homeless fuckers.
Well, voicemail, right? So,
oh, well, what was the homepages for the homeless thing?
I made that up because that's something I wanted to do.
You got me. You got me good, you fucker. Super Trooper reference.
So you're not down with homepage? Because I was actually going to do that. You know, I have a computer out in front of my house, and if you're homeless, you can walk by and.
But what would they do on it? I mean, look for a job?
Well, you know, they can get on their MySpace.
Because homeless people have MySpaces. That's what we should do. Yeah, they do. We should start a MySpace for homeless people.
Yeah, there's a guy in Seattle.
We could call it Hobo Space.
There's a guy in Seattle that's homeless, and I had stories about him. He walks around with like a full-size desktop computer and sets it up at Starbucks and camps out there.
See, those are the kinds of people that choose to be homeless, probably because the first half of their lives was spent being coddled by mommy and daddy, and they have like this huge fucking trust fund. So they're like, oh, I'm going to go play homeless for a week or two. No? Anything?
Well,
crickets. Well, cue the crickets.
Honestly,
this is like doing stand-up at a cricket convention. Thanks, Sage.
Thing. You can be homeless, but I mean, you would think that even if you were, that at least, you know, your family would fess up and actually help out until you get back on your feet. But then again, there are those that abuse that, so it kind of defeats the whole purpose of having a family. So you might as well end up staying homeless.
Yeah, fuck
personally.
You, non-family homeless people.
If you can't work your way into this fucking world, you might as well take yourself out of this world.
You might
world.
As well slit wrists, because we don't want you and we don't need you. So going from homeless people, let's shift gears here and talk about prison.
Oh, yeah.
Prison.
Drop the soap.
Don't drop the soap.
If you're gay, you can.
So I guess if you are homeless, you could always go and commit some, like, fucking petty fucking crime and get your ass thrown in jail. At least then you wouldn't be out on the street pissing me off.
You'd have a cell.
Yeah, that's true. Not a cell phone.
Conjugal visits.
Yeah, right. If you could find someone to conjugally visit you and be homeless, that's props, man, and I would like to interview you on the jam hole. All right, so this story is from the Washington Post, which they have lovely writers. Record high ratio of Americans in prison. More than 100 adults in the United States is in jail or prison, an all-time high that is costing state governments nearly $50 billion a year. You know, $50 billion, why don't you just make up a fucking number? 50 gabillion, gagillion, gazillion, who the fuck cares? It's just a number. Anyway, in addition to more than $5 billion spent by the federal government, according to a report released with more than 2.3 million people behind bars at the start of 2008, the United States leads the world in both the number and the percentage of residents it incarcerates, leaving even far more populous China a distant second. You know,
Did you get that, guys? America has more people in jail per capita than China.
And China has a lot of people. I mean, them Asians, they're small and shit. They really pack them in over there. Fucking, that shit is crazy. Why do we jail?
The land of the free. That's pretty ironic.
I know.
It?
The land of the free to go to jail. No fucking get out of jail free card. That shit is just ridiculous.
Well, you know, because the other plan is prison labor, so they just put all the prisoners to work, right? And then they can compete with even third world countries,
because right. Well,
even 0 cents an hour is more than 2 cents an hour.
If we're going to make them work, then why don't we just fucking dress them up like soldiers and ship them overseas and let them fucking take bullets and roadside bombs and suicide bombers and all that shit instead of our fucking brothers and sisters?
Well, yeah, they're
can
just
I get an amen?
Take all the people working at McDonald's, amen. And you know they'll be prisoners working at McDonald's for free. And you know the 10% of the people in the U.S. or 5 or 2% who have money, that'll be lending
okay,
free
so,
for them.
Yeah, so then why don't we just take all the people in jail and all the homeless people, huh? See
well,
how I brought
be,
it around
you know, poverty
and send
is a
all
crime.
Of them overseas, and then we'll have no fucking problem. Then me and you will be the poor people.
Well,
wouldn't
yeah,
that be
that's
fucking,
the,
I mean,
they're
I guess
already
we are
doing that.
Yeah,
they're already on stage one, and they're doing stage two, where pretty much everyone will just be a prisoner.
So, 2.3 million people in jail. And you know what? I bet a good, what do you say, like 3/4 or maybe a half of those are in jail for like victimless crimes, like smoking weed,
yeah.
Shooting heroin, or
probably
fucking
half.
Yeah, all that kind of
either
shit.
Either that, and the other is pedophiles.
Right, and those fuckers should be in jail.
They should
you know.
Stay in jail, and they should rot in jail.
Fuck them. The ballooning prison population is largely the result of tougher state and federal sentencing imposed since the mid-1980s. Minorities have been hit particularly hard. Now, here's... Okay, this is... I'm not being racist here. This is what the story says. 1 in 9 black men aged 20 to 34 is behind bars. For black women aged 35 to 39, the figure is 1 in 100, compared with 1 in 355 white women in the same age group. And you know what that tells me is cops like putting black people in jail. And you know what? That's where all the black people up here went. That's why we never see them up here, because they're all in jail. Huh?
Well, there's a few of them, but now we still have a few of them running around and coming around from California and whatnot.
That's
so.
Right. Go home. We don't take kindly to your types around here.
Well,
T is for time to leave. Sorry, I used that joke in the first episode of The Jam Hole, I believe. While studies generally find that imprisoning more offenders reduces crime, the effect is influenced by changes in the unemployment rate, wages, the ratio of police officers to residents, how much the police officers hate black people, and the share of young people in the population. What do you think about that, dude? Does that, I mean, do you have any thoughts on that? Why do we jail our African American brothers more than our white American brothers?
Well, they're pretty much set to lose, you know, and everything.
Is it because the government created crack to keep the black man down?
That's part of it.
Part of a substantial part of it, you think? Oh, fuck me. Let's see. In addition, when it comes to preventing repeat offenses by nonviolent criminals, who make up about half of the incarcerated population. So half
hey,
of
so
those
half
people.
So half of them are nonviolent. Why are they in jail? Why,
because they smoke
know?
Some weed. Or,
yeah.
Well, does nonviolent, can, is that like kid touching?
So how is this
or
helping?
Is
any,
that
no,
violent?
There's no victim, all right? So... You know, they didn't do anything that affects anything else. And here in the land of the free, they're
they
in prison.
They get tossed
we're
behind
paying
bars.
Billions, $50 billion to keep these people who didn't do anything to any of us.
Right. But yet we still have to pay for it. It's like we have to
well,
pay for the old
bars?
Fucking
yeah.
people. Why don't we just take all the fucking old people, put them in a box and nuke it? Or send it to the moon or something.
You know, that the
seriously.
People that run the prisons have that much lobbying power that, you know, they're making money.
Well, it's all the 10%. Same people. It's all the fucking
yeah.
same people running all the same shit. And you know what? When this next election... Exactly. When this next election comes around, whoever the fuck gets elected, who cares? Because this shit, it's not going to change.
No.
Shit is not going to change. The only way shit is going to change is if we all take up some arms, march on the White House, and start busting caps, to put it as my African-American brothers would say. We lay out the white man up there. What do you think would happen if that shit happened? Could
aren't
you imagine?
You white, man?
Fucking A, I'm white, Mexican, and Italian, so come get some. But could you imagine if we got, like say, even half the people that are in jail, if we got that many people and just raged on the fucking White House. Like, yeah, just nonstop. I'm talking like it Lord would. Of the Rings, yeah. The final fucking battle type of shit.
It wouldn't exactly get as far element. To a final.
Am I a terrorist now?
Technically, you
am
just,
I a terrorist because I smoke weed?
You're a terrorist because you just said that
you
on the
just
internet.
Threatened. Yeah, fuck technically, them. It's a threat.
Isn't this the land of the free? Can't we say whatever we want?
Yeah,
no, not exactly.
All right,
no,
you guys look worried now. Do you guys hear that? Is that sounds like a helicopter.
Oh,
so, if this is the last episode of the Jam Hole, you know why. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, let's see here. Nonviolent criminals make up half, blah, blah, blah. Alternative punishments such as community supervision and mandatory drug counseling that are far less expensive may prove just as or more effective than jail time. So, at least now it kind of seems like they're coming around and looking at drug abuse as more of a disease that can be treated or at least, you know, dealt with instead of just saying, you're a junkie, go to jail, right?
Well, yeah, as long as it continues to be looked on as a moral issue. But, you know, hey, if Rush Limbaugh can get hooked on Oxy, it could happen to any one of us.
Any one of us or all three of
if
us.
If a right dun, white dun, man dun. Like Rush can get taken down by the black man's demon pill.
So I think I said it in another podcast, but Atmosphere said, are you a patient or a junkie? The only difference is who takes your money. And that is... I think about that every time I see like a pharmacy or an ad for a new pill. It's like you go to the doctor and you say, my back hurts. He gives you a prescription for, say, OxyContin, and that's okay. So take the same person whose back hurts, goes to his friend up the street and buys some OxyContin. Now all of a sudden he's a junkie. Where do you draw the line? I mean, it's the same shit. You're just getting it from different sources, right?
Yeah, you know, there's basically a self-declared authority that says, "Oh, we're the doctors, and we decide."
Oh, the FDA, right? Is that
well? And you know, the American Medical Association. Yeah, the whole part of the system that's about drugs.
Fuck the system, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
And
I mean,
the DEA.
Go system. All right.
And the pharma industry.
Here we go, system. Here we go. So that's fucked. I mean, doesn't that just seems so fucked up to me?
Yeah it is.
All
it's
right,
all fucked. The whole
well
thing
I'm glad
is
we've
fucked.
Established that the system is fucked. Thank you.
If you don't wake up every day saying shit's fucked up, then you know, open your eyes.
Then they got you, man. They got you, and we cannot
well, I
save
mean,
you.
You can still wake up on a daily basis and realize that the world that we live in is a fucked up place, but yet we can choose to live it to the fullest than to sit back and fucking huddle up in the corner and be afraid of facing it. Don't you think?
Well, a lot of people, you know, if something's wrong, they can't just go about their day. They have, you know, they get obsessed by whatever's wrong.
They gotta make a big deal about
it. Well, it has to be fixed. You know, it has to be made right because that's the American way. You know, we don't give up. If there's a problem, we step right up out in the open, get it fixed, and move on.
We get her done.
Doesn't work anymore.
Get her done.
There's things that'll never be fixed in your lifetime that are really bad, and you just...
Oh, yeah, we'll never see any of these
changes. It's just a different view, but a lot of people have this Pollyanna thing where they're just...
Optimists,
Pollyanna.
Nice. Fuck yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's why he is our programmer. And any you punk-ass little kitty scripting motherfuckers out there think you can hack the Jam Hole, bring it, son. Fucking bring it. You can't touch this shit. You can't access my lockdown files. No fucking way. This guy will hunt you down and fucking give you a cyber foot to your ass.
All right, so on to the article, huh?
Oh, sorry, I got carried away trying to instigate the internet. That's not a very wise thing to do,
not
is it?
Not very wise at all to be making yourself a target.
Right, that's like Keith McNally on the Keith and the Girl show. The first time he opened for Keith's stand-up on April 15th, keithandthegirl.com/events. You guys are welcome. He actually invited all of the Keith and the Girl listeners that were going to attend the event to heckle him. And ask if you're on their message boards or anything, ask him what if that was a very smart idea. Because if you know anything about the Keith and the Girl crew, they are an unruly bunch. We love you guys. Back to the story. There is no question that putting violent and chronic offenders... I'm a chronic offender. violent and chronic offenders behind bars lowers the crime rate and provides punishment that is well-deserved. And that's another thing. Judge not lest ye be judged. Huh? Huh?
Yay.
Who are you to judge? Who says they can judge another person? They're all human beings, right? You strip them naked. You take off that stupid black robe. They're all skin and wrinkly old fucking balls.
It
and,
doesn't matter.
And
the
flesh
color.
And blood. I'm not saying color. I'm just talking about human. That. I'm talking species. That's like getting a monkey to judge to pass judgment on an owl or something. When did that even start? I mean, you know about this shit, don't you?
Oh, back in the old days.
Yeah, like, who was the first person that was like, I'm going to be a judge because I'm better than you and I'm going to judge you. And whatever I say you have to do, you have to do. Who the fuck started that shit in the land of the free? Isn't that why we came here from fucking Britain?
Well, the idea is you're supposed to have, like, someone you trust in a small group of people. But, you know, once you try to scale that up to the size of the United States and you got all these different people involved with a lot of money, that doesn't work anymore.
Right. So it's basically the people that have money are in charge of the people
who don't.
Because,
you know, it started when you had the gang leader and he was the strongest guy to beat everybody else up.
Right. The guy who figured out you could use a bone as a weapon.
But everybody in his group still respected him or they wouldn't be there to either fight him to the death or leave. But now, you know.
But what if he wouldn't let him leave? Like when we tried to leave Britain, they came after us, remember? They fucking started some shit. We threw some tea in
and we all got together as a group and you know,
and we fought
together,
them off, right?
Right. And now but now that Viva there's more enemies, we're fighting each other.
Well, no, we have an enemy and his name is the Middle East and their oil and their opium poppies and all that shit, right?
Well, you know, that's the puppet enemy of the week to get whatever done that the powerful want to do.
So basically we're just all fucked. We might as well just go with the flow, get high, have fun, and wait. Right?
Well, I mean, that's one thing you could do.
Or we could do this podcast and inform all y'all motherfuckers. Because if you don't know, you better motherfucking ask somebody.
You know, a place where you can make real change is locally. In the Whitefish mayor elections, the mayor won by something like 5 votes.
Was it you?
What?
Did you run for that?
No.
Oh, because
Whitefish Mayor?
I would have voted for you if you would have run.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I just want to let you know. I'm pulling for you. Next election,
well,
we're going to nominate Mike.
Your site.
That's right.
And you should too.
And speaking of voting, we're on Podcast Alley now. You can't search for us, which I don't know what the fuck's up with that. But there'll be a link on the show notes in the blog. So you guys get over there. It takes like 10 seconds. Just fucking put your email address in, hit the button, check your email, hit the button again, and bam, you voted for us.
There's a link on the page.
Yeah, there's a link. And I'll put a link at the end of every show, all the show notes. There'll be a link there. And seriously, the more people that vote, the higher up in the rankings we get, which means the more people will see us, which means hopefully the more people will listen to us. The more people that listen to us, eventually we can start selling them shit, and then this podcast can pay for my life. How's that sound? It could pay for yours, too, and yours.
Good luck.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
I know two people that are doing it right now, Tim from DistortedView.com and Keith and Hemda from KeithandTheGirl.com, and they are fucking, they're putting it out there, man, 5 days a week. I do this, and we do this, you know, once a week, once every few days, and it takes a lot of work, man. We started at, what, like 9 o'clock, and it's already almost fucking 1, just from
each of
gathering
us could
the
give
stories.
Us a dollar.
And, yeah, that we went through that in the other show, but we want 1 million people to give us $1 each. Your name will go on a website that says you helped make us millionaires, and bam. And I think Travis even suggested that, hey, feel free to make yourself a shirt. You know, make yourself a shirt that says the jam hole on it and support us. And feel free to make me a shirt and Mike and Holly a shirt, and we'll support us by wearing them. So, yeah.
Are you going to put up any t-shirt patterns?
Maybe. I kind of like that one logo I made. It's just a little squiggly arrow with the hole representing the jam hole. I don't know, though.
Have you used Cafe Press?
Yeah, we used them for mindorgy.net back when I had that domain. No, their material and all their shit's shoddy. But actually, Jeremy from a local kid, Fake Mobile Spinners, FMS, he has a whole screen printing thing, and we can probably, there's a guy I was talking through MySpace that does stickers, so we'll get some stuff up there. I mean, seriously, this is episode 4. We didn't even think we'd get this far, but here we are, and we ain't going anywhere. So I think I'm done with this jail story. It's boring me. Boring. What do you have there, Holly?
I got a article about a pair who was arrested in a torture. So
what?
Yep, that's what it is. We got a Leavittsburg man said after he was kidnapped and tortured for 7 hours Sunday, he finally told his captors to kill him and get it over with.
So this guy is sitting there being tortured and he just couldn't take it anymore. He's like, just fucking blow my brains out now, or give me the fucking gun and I'll blow my brains out now.
Well, I mean, he can't because he's tied down to
well,
a chair,
right.
But, you know.
But that's the idea.
So...
could you imagine what they would have to do to you to just make you want to die? I mean, for me, it wouldn't be much. You know, like, sitting, listening to fucking Al Sharpton does it for me. But, you know, everyone's got their threshold.
Yeah. Well, it continues on with him saying that I didn't want to die, but after 7 hours, I told them, just shoot me, dude, said Shandy Smith of Riverview Drive. I asked for a phone so I could tell my kids that I love them. And he was recovering at home Tuesday after nearly a day in the hospital. D. Smith, 25, says he feels lucky to be alive considering a blowtorch.
Whoa, hold on there, Miss Run-On Sentences. Breathe, damn.
I can read. Come on.
No, I said breathe, though. You just totally rambled that shit.
I didn't ramble.
So he went from being tortured, wanting to kill himself, to calling his kids, to being back at home?
He didn't actually get to call his kids.
Oh, okay.
He wanted to call
his
kids.
See, I didn't get it, and I doubt any of you got it.
But, you know, clearly I doubt that they would give him a phone just to say, hey, kids, I love you. I'm dying. Goodbye.
Right. And then stay on long enough so kids can hear the gunshots.
Right.
That's nice.
Well, not the gunshots.
We love you,
Dad.
They
would be hearing. They would be hearing a blowtorch, grinder, and a sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
That were the instruments used against him.
See, and when we get our sound effects going, I totally would have played sledgehammer there. Fuck yeah.
But get this. This is the good part of it all.
What is the good part of it all?
The reason why all of this torture happened.
Why did this torture happen?
$50 bag of marijuana.
Weed. So I guess what they do say about weed is true, man. Even torture is better on weed, man.
apparently they fronted it to him and he did not pay it to them, so he still owed it to them, so they tortured him.
Game
Nigga
over,
didn't
man.
Pay on his front, and he thought
over
that was going to be okay.
Sack.
You know, if we did that kind of shit up here,
niggas
things
be
would be a lot better.
Popped left and right, son.
You know, maybe some of these slacking people would
I don't know
tend
how
to be a bit more right and white in their dealings.
Yeah, I don't know how you kids do it in the suburbs, but up here in Montana, you fuck around like that, you're going to get your wig peeled back, son.
Yeah.
Word to that. So anything else interesting in that story? His face looks like fucking dog meat.
All right, so he...
Jesus, nice tattoos, douchebag.
All right, D.
Did you get those in jail? Sorry.
If you don't mind.
I do mind.
All right.
Or I don't mind. Go ahead. I'm an idiot.
D. Smith said he was walking along Porter Street when a father and son pulled up near him and ordered him at gunpoint into their pickup truck.
Ooh.
D. Smith said he had flagged them down because he had the money, but they told him it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, your money's no good here, boy.
So police.
It was probably Monopoly money. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, man. I'm good for it. Look, it's Monopoly money.
It's real, dude.
You don't like my money because it's colored? You a racist motherfucker?
All right. So police detectives said D. Smith was taken to a home on South Street about 4:30 p.m. and tied to a yellow chair in the basement where the two men live. So this guy, actually, he had to suffer 7 hours of torture.
Over a 50 sack.
Sack
of weed? I could smoke a 50
well,
sack in under
wait,
7 hours.
Wait, said he had the money, though?
He said he had the money, but it wasn't good enough for them. So they were like, oh, you know what? You know what? We don't give a shit about your money. We're going to take
probably
you. Probably because
it was,
living
it
shit
was
out
in
you.
American dollars and the dollar ain't worth shit.
Probably
they're like, we want British pounds.
Seriously fucked with them, dude. He had to have fucked with them aside from not paying them.
I don't know,
yeah,
man.
I think there's
I
more
mean,
to the story.
There's
got
to be more to the fucking
what,
story.
What do
you
do to your drug dealer?
A
50
sack, dude, seriously? That's like small shit. That's the small shit
I
right
could see
there.
If it was like pounds and pounds and pounds.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
If you're talking like over $10,000 at least to do that kind of shit. Because
no.
You know what? If you get caught torturing someone, you're getting... Get your hand out of the front of your pants, you sick motherfucker. That's
you,
the
man.
Second time I've caught this guy with his hand down his pants. But it's okay because they can't see. I fondle my dick
you're
also
doing it right
recording.
Now.
I know. I do it the whole time. Shut up. Don't judge me.
Jesus, I might as well join the crowd and start
you can,
scratching my vagina
let
here.
Mike, you can let Mike read that story and suck me off while he reads the story.
Right.
Just
so
throwing
anyways,
it out there. Jam hole.
Okay. Then, as if out of a scene from a movie, one of the men called two friends to come over to watch or take part of the torture.
Oh, what? They're like, hey, dude, Brosif, come on down, man. We're torturing this dude.
Dude,
we're smoking
smoke
weed. And we're torturing. It's fucking crazy, bro.
Let's take him some shots of Jaeger.
Jaeger bombs, bro. Surf, whoa. I hate fucking college kids like that. They're the biggest douchebags.
All right, so D. Smith said the two visitors went by the nicknames of Finney and Huey.
Holy shit, don't ever buy drugs from anyone named Finney and Huey. Seriously, that's his own damn fault then.
Could you imagine the instance that somebody, you know, takes you at gunpoint and puts you in their trunk, and then eventually, as they take you to this place, you have no idea where you're going, tie you down to a chair, and pull out a fucking blowtorch?
And then, could you imagine their names are Finney and Huey?
Oh, no, those that's got to be the people that just went in there, but...
Yeah, I'm sure those are their real names, too. I'm Huey, this is Dewey, and Louie. All right.
Oh, man. All right. So, Warren detectives Wayne Mackey and Michael Currington said the group used the torch to heat up a screwdriver and a mason jar, burning the back of his head and his arms. He said, you could smell my flesh burning.
I bet it smelled good.
At one point, the group tried to connect a battery charger to an earring in D. Smith's ear.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, right?
You gotta hook it to his nuts, dumb shit.
We've got some fucking loser
motherfuckers,
man.
Where the fuck did they learn
to
torture?
Like, seriously, you can do all kinds of mad shit to someone, but fucking...
See, if they didn't have a house, they could have used homepages of the homeless to do their torture research.
That's true. I mean, no one gives a fuck if you torture homeless, dude. And
well,
that,
he's considered
my friends,
John Doe.
Is called a callback. Thank you.
Because clearly, I mean, if you're homeless, clearly you haven't taken the time to go
clearly.
Get a social security card, make yourself known. You don't have your birth certificate. You ain't got shit but the clothes on your back. But anyways.
That's just like getting like those Mexicans. If you're in a big city, all the Mexicans that stand out like kind of by the bus stop. And then the one guy, excuse me, the one guy that gets paid, you know, money to do a job goes and picks up the Mexicans and then pays them like a little bit to do his job for him. You could just like pick up those Mexicans and torture them, right?
Hey, now.
Not that I have anything against Mexicans.
Yeah, because you're sitting next to one, so.
Yeah.
All right, so then an electric grinder with a 4-inch wheel was used to grind off the toes of D. Smith's shoes, grinding away toenails.
This is like something reminiscent of Pulp Fiction. Like that where he's like, I'm going to call in two hard pipe-hitting niggas from Kai, and they're going to go to work on Mr. like to fuck me in the ass over here with a set of pliers and a blowtorch or a set of pipe cutters. That's my black Pulp Fiction guy impression. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. So they used a 15-pound sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer!
To beat on his hands.
You knew it.
Back and shoulders.
Oh, fuck me.
It's amazing. You know, you would think with the strength and the power of a sledgehammer that
sledgehammer! That never gets old, does
would
it?
Have
is it old?
At least
Sorry.
Had some broken knuckles and bones.
I know. I'd give him a knuckle sandwich.
He managed to walk away without any broken bones.
But look at him. He looks like... You know why he's smiling, off, though? Dude. That dude is probably so doped up on fucking painkillers right now. He's just like... Nah, nah. Plus, he's got a $50 bag of weed for free.
Oh, dude, get this. So, by 11:30 p.m., D. Smith said he was thrown in the back of the pickup, taken back home, and ordered not to tell anyone.
Oh, okay, guys. I promise. Scout's honor. Fucking people are so stupid.
Yeah, no shit.
You know what? You deserved it.
Okay, so apparently
you
members
lost your
took
spot.
D. Smith. No, I know where I'm at. I just
fucking
need the
with
space
you.
To talk.
Are you done yet?
Caw-caw.
All right.
So Mackey said detailed descriptions of suspects led them to arrest Monday of Stephen H. DeSantis.
Blah, blah, 47. Blah. Okay.
Yeah, all the names.
We're
blah,
done.
Blah,
who
blah,
cares?
Blah, blah.
Story. And speaking of weed, here's a good one. A woman loses custody of children over marijuana use. What?
What?
What? Jammin'. In Omaha, Nebraska. Ooh, not much comes out of Omaha, Nebraska, but corn, huh? Corn and corn holes.
Why are you fondling your nipples when you're saying that?
Because it's itchy, dude. Leave me alone. Because corn makes me think of touching myself and looking at you. And
cornhole?
Between looking at you and smelling her, man, I
got a cornhole in your jam.
Cornhole in the jammy jam hole. An Omaha woman accused of teaching her 4-year-old daughter how to smoke marijuana has temporarily lost custody of her children. And Tim, I doubt you're listening to this, but here's a candidate for Distorted Views Mother of the Week. A Douglas County judge ruled yesterday that the girl and a 2-year-old boy of 25-year-old Lisa Shukard should be placed with their biological father, who is most likely a raging alcoholic. Shukard is charged with felony child abuse. She, all that shit, teaching her kids how to smoke weed and shit, which that's cool and all. I mean, I've been smoking weed since I was like 2, but I don't know. I was always a quick learner. And she's saying here she's accused of teaching her 4-year-old how to smoke. Like, how do you teach a 4-year-old to do anything but shit in a fucking diaper and cry? I mean, seriously.
You know, there are some smart little kids out there,
but
that
4-year-olds?
Understand.
Well, yeah, me. Like ballerinas usually start by then.
Right, and then they end up like JonBenet Ramsey. Good choice.
And they don't know how to smoke their weed.
I know, see? This kid's getting a head start, if you ask me, but I guess nobody asked me, huh? Authorities say Child Protective Services, or CPS, to those of you trailer trash people who know what I'm talking about, received a complaint that Shukard's children were dirty and living in a filthy home that had drug paraphernalia around. When police went to the house, the girl told officers that Shukard and her live-in boyfriend, dude, you know this is a trailer, in some trash-ass trailer court in the middle of Nebraska, in Omaha. Actually, Omaha's pretty big. They got some pretty sweet trailer courts there, man. I've been there. I know. When police went to the house, the girl told officers that Shukard and her live-in boyfriend would offer her and her brother the marijuana, then laugh with friends when they smoked. That's like the kind of shit we used to
That's
do
so
to
cute.
Dogs.
Look at her.
My little G-thang smoking weed. That is so cute. That's that story. What else you got, Mikey? It's about 45 minutes in. We got time for probably one more, and then we'll get into the local stuff, and then we'll wrap it up.
From the Humans United Against Robot.
Hoo-ar! Sorry, best. Keith, but we got to do it, man. We are supporting the fight against robots. Bring them down. Hoo-ar!
Terrorists may use robots in future attacks.
Dun, dun, dun.
Terrorist groups may soon deploy killer robots against unsuspecting civilians.
What?
A British researcher warned.
Oh, well, if he's British, then it's probably bullshit. Just kidding.
Professor Noel Sharkey pointed out that combat robots, or autonomous weapon systems,
or combat,
were already being used by several countries.
Sorry. Combots, huh?
The Nothing? Trouble is that we Fuck can't no. really put the genie back in the bottle, he said in a press release before his speech to the Royal United Services Institute.
Like Christina Aguilera.
Once the new weapons are out there, they will be fairly easy to copy. How long is it going to be before the terrorists get in on the act?
Well, now with this news story out, they probably already have.
Sharkey pointed out that the U.S. military already has 4,000 robots on the ground in Iraq.
Holy shit,
as
man.
Well as dozens of drone aircraft flying overhead there in Afghanistan, proudly fighting the war on terror.
The war on something that we made up called terror. Nice.
Last month, a rocket fired from a drone killed an Al-Qaeda leader in Pakistan.
See, it's starting, Keith, man. You gotta vamp up Hoo-ar, dude, because this shit is on and popping, son.
And this week, the Pentagon unveiled the Crusher.
He's playing with his balls while he's reading this.
The Crusher.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
A nearly
Crush
unstoppable truck-sized ground-based surveillance robot. With the current price of robot construction falling dramatically
because of Mexican labor
and availability of ready-made components for the amateur market, in other words, terrorists
or battle bots, whatever happened to those, man? You remember terrorists. Battle bots?
Yeah, you know what they're doing now?
Being tortured.
They're
in
making
Gitmo.
Autonomous weapon systems.
The battle bots. Those things were cool.
Sharky doesn't want to get into detail and give terrorists a head start, but says a small drone aircraft with GPS navigation could probably be made for about $500.
No shit. We should make one. We should call it the Jambot. How cool would that be, man? If we had like a little robot here like passing us the pipe or drinks or something like that, and then it freaked out and fucking went all short circuit, Johnny Five fucking killed us. That'd
be pretty fucking awesome,
fuck
dude.
Yeah, dude. Oh, fuck me. Well, we are kind of running long, and it is late, and I do have to work in the morning. I don't know about you guys, but let's get into the local news, the Law Roundup.
All right. Kalispell Police and Flathead County Sheriff's Report. So we got the Kalispell Police and Flathead County Sheriff's Report.
I totally was waiting for you to do
again.
That. Hold on, hold
all
on.
Over again.
Hold on.
That's such bullshit.
You totally, no, you read the same line twice, dude.
What the fuck? No, I read this shit.
Oh, okay.
And blah, blah, blah. Second time they fucking type it in there. Might
good
as well
thing
type
I asked you to read those beforehand,
time.
Huh?
Motherfuckers. Anyways.
Hey, actually, though, read two and then pass it, and we'll just keep going down the line. Cool.
Just start
from the top. Here we go. Law enforcement roundup. Take two.
At 8:37 a.m., Kalispell Police Department responded to a car fire. The fire was quickly contained. This is ridiculous news.
Right? This is serious. That's why we read this, because it's so ridiculous that it actually gets printed in the newspaper.
Yeah, it's like little shit that none of us gives a fuck about,
right.
But
some
this
dude
is literally
passed
how
out.
Ridiculous it is out here. To
some
the
dude
point.
Passed out in his car smoking a cigarette and caught a fire, like in his ashtray or something, and then he closed the ashtray, which abruptly put the fire out, and it made the paper. Oh, God. All right. What's
all right,
next?
So, same day at 8:45 a.m., deputies
ooh,
responded
10 minutes later.
When one dad at Evergreen Middle School made threatening remarks and threw his coffee at another dad. Boo fucking who?
What do
dad
you think?
Fight.
Dad fight.
Boo fucking who?
What do you think
so
his remarks
ahead,
were?
Who's reading next?
What do you think his remarks were, though? Here, I'll let's do a little reenactment. I'll be pissed off dad number one, and you be pissed off dad number two, and you be the principal, okay? Ready?
All right.
Go.
So you got the coffee then?
Okay, yeah, I got the coffee. Here,
all
my,
right.
Okay, here's my coffee.
Hello, Matthew. How's it going, man?
Fuck you.
We don't use that language in this office.
Fuck you.
This is a school.
Cue
you're
the cops.
A bitch.
Fuck you.
All right, that's it. Security. Security.
Hey, let me go, you motherfuckers. Timmy, I love you. And Billy, I'm not really your father.
All right, take
and
them out of the building.
And that's how it really
right.
happened.
And that's probably exactly how it went down. All right, at 9:08 a.m., a fugitive from justice. Ooh, a fugitive from justice.
Bom, bom, bom.
Dun, dun, dun. Out of Virginia was, I wonder if his name was Slim. Oh, God. I'm an idiot. From Virginia was arrested in the Flathead County Sheriff's Department parking lot. Okay. Now, put yourself, close your eyes. Imagine this. You're a fugitive from justice. You've somehow escaped Virginia, and you've made it to Kalispell, Montana. Where is the first place you go? Mike, go.
The parking lot of the cop shop. No, the
ding.
Bar.
You are arrested, man. What the fuck was this guy thinking?
No.
Hey, I'm going to go see if the cop's shop is open. I'm going to go check on my outstanding warrants.
It's just like this one guy
a
long time
retard.
Ago. You remember this story I told you? Okay, this had to have been about, like, let's say a good 5 months ago. But this one guy literally was speeding throughout Maine and Kalispell, and that's like 25 mile per hour zone. So this guy is going at least 10, maybe 15 miles an hour over the speed limit, and there's like 8 cops on his ass.
Was it a white Ford Bronco?
No, it was a small white little four-door car.
Hold on. Speaking of white Ford Bronco, I somehow, don't ask how, I have a copy of OJ's book. If I did it, this is, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So, starting next week, we're going to start reading excerpts from this book, and we're going to get into this motherfucker's psychological psyche profile and shit. You think that would be fucking some interesting shit, dude?
So we're going to have a jam hole book club?
No, fuck you. This is the fucking OJ shit, man. OJ, man.
That shit got old,
If I
though.
Did it, seriously, dude? If I did it, okay. If I want to see. I want to see this. Yeah, I think that would be interesting. So, yeah. Well, look out for that coming in episode 5, which is our milestone. I said if we make it past 5, we made it. So, yeah. We're almost game there, high. Guys. Game on. Nice. Okay, next one. A Lakeside man found he was the victim of identity theft when he checked his credit score and found that someone in Texas has been ruining it by using his social security number.
How? Booyah!
Booyah!
That's what happens for fucking leaving your shit out in the
open.
Well,
what would you? How would you use a social security number to ruin a credit score? I don't get that.
Well, when I got heat and when I was going to college, I remember needing my social security number for that because they said someone already applied with that number.
So he just must have been a pretty good hacker, huh? You think? Could you do that? If I gave you someone's social, could you fuck their credit score in the jam hole?
Well, you can use it to start, you know, getting shit under their...
But don't you need, like, other forms of ID? You can't just call up and be like, hi, I'm number 513-269-851.
No, but of course, the Social Security card doesn't just have a number. It's also got a name.
Right, but there's no picture or anything.
No, you don't have
I
to,
guess
but
that's
it is
why. But most
used in some places as a form of identification.
Right, but with that, don't most places ask for at least two forms?
Yeah, there should be at least two forms. But now in banks, they're no longer using forms of ID that involve being a social security card. It's now just either a driver's license or a pay stub or something.
Yeah, that's dumb. And one more for me here. A Kalispell resident called in because their neighbor threw a bunch of nails in their driveway. Mother.
Hey, what the fuck, dude? God damn it!
Here are some nails, motherfucker, in your driveway. So hopefully you get a flat tire. Ooh, in your face.
2:37 p.m.
Dun, dun, dun.
The bank, because, you know, there's just one.
Right.
Notified a Kalispell man that someone had forged around $1,600 worth of his checks around town.
That's a lot of weed, man. Go ahead, do another one. That was dumb.
3:04 p.m. A daycare owner. Daycare owner on Shady Lane in Kalispell.
Ooh,
called
that's
in
the ghetto.
And Shady Lane.
Yeah, dude, that's the ghetto.
Called
that's
in to report
Shady
that
Lane trailer
her
park.
Neighbor had parked their motorhome by her driveway and was improperly dumping their waste.
Ooh, oh no, God. You didn't.
The woman
you...
was worried about health issues and her daycare.
And the fucking smell, dude. Could you imagine some nasty-ass fucking trailer mobile home fucking fuckers come by and just start dumping their waste right in front of your trailer?
Shitter was full.
Shitter's full. Nice.
That would be from National Lampoon.
All right, come on, you got 3 minutes. 3 minutes, come on, go.
Deputies picked up a drunken man and his bike from an Evergreen casino and took him back to the Mountain High campground where he was staying.
Also in the ghetto.
Later they received a call from Town Pump claiming the man was outside panhandling and alarming customers.
See, that's those homeless motherfuckers, man.
Yep.
I think I might have gotten in the van with that guy. I got a ride from
a friend.
Are you
serious?
Yeah, no, was that, when was that, 2 days ago?
Down by the river.
Was that 2 nights ago?
Yep.
Yeah, because my friend came up and he had these two drunk guys in the van.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and we drove him to where he said it was his home, but I guess it was his sister's, and it didn't sound like he was getting along too well with her.
Right.
And he left his bike at the casino.
So you guys had to go get it?
Well, no, he was talking about, but he had a bike at the casino that he didn't get then.
He probably stole it anyway.
It was pretty early in the night.
That's
when
up,
we
dude.
Dropped him off, like around 9, so he would have had a...
Can I have your autograph?
What time was that report?
This report is at 4:38 p.m.
Oh, the next day, I think.
Yeah, probably when it was all cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up, dude.
All right, so by the time deputies arrived, however, the man had pedaled home again. Deputies received yet another call shortly thereafter from someone reporting that the man was now causing problems with his brother.
Blah, 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 blah. Next one.
Someone called in from Kmart to complain about a group of kids possibly fighting on the side of the building. Who cares?
The gang was gone by the time deputies arrived an hour later.
Fucking Kalispell
blood. Oh, here's a good one. A woman kicked her boyfriend out of the car and told him to walk back home from Essex. How far is Essex from here?
A ways.
Well, it's a good thing she changed her mind shortly after and picked him up.
Aww,
the last one, at 2:58 a.m., a woman from Shady Lane.
Shady.
Called in because there were kids. Now, not just a kid, but multiple kids standing outside by her fence causing a ruckus.
Terrorizing.
I know, fucking kids. Deputies told them to go home, and they did. All smiles and puppies.
Wow, we are fucking boring out here.
Fucking A, man. That's why we jam it out in the jam hole. So, you guys got anything else? This is about an hour. I think that's good, huh?
And we got all our reading done, so...
All right, well, let's go through some plugs real quick. We got our domain up. If it's not working for you, you can still go to jamhole.omgcats.com. But, what's the domain again?
The jam hole.
At thejamhole.org. Biz.
Thejamhole.com.
Thejamhole.com. That's right. And if you want to send us any more emails, you can still use thejamhole@gmail.com, or you can use the brand new info@thejamhole.com. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. You can't search it, but like I said, it should be searchable pretty soon. Also, we will be on iTunes pretty soon. So once that happens, make sure you subscribe. You can vote for us on Podcast Alley by clicking on the show notes there. It'll be at the very bottom. It'll say, like, vote for us, you fuckers, or something like that. And then, just type in your name or your email address, click send, then check your mail, and click it again, and bam, you just voted for us. You can MySpace us at myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And that's it, I think. For February 28th, 2008, I'm Matt.
Holly.
And
the Catman.
Dun dun dun, and this is the Jam Hole. You are jamming, jiggy jig jamming, jirit jam jig jirit jig 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 jamming.
Food cage. 'Cause I-